And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, September 23rd, 2024. Today is the birthday of Joshua Evans, born on this day in 1731. Joshua Evans was an American Quaker minister, journalist, and abolitionist. Following a powerful spiritual experience in 1754, he devoted his life to concerns for the abolition of human slavery, the suffering of victimized Native Americans, the abuse of animals, war, and other social evils. At the age of 28, Evans became a minister in the Quaker Church and gave up the use of slave-grown products. He also abstained from animal food, as he did from the use of leather and the skins of slaughtered beasts. Where did such sensitivity come from in the 18th century, when the sight of human suffering was inescapable wherever one looked? Once, when commenting on the despoiling greed for land, he noted that it caused suffering and death among the Negroes and Indians and even the poor beasts of the field and the birds of the air. He preached against westward expansion because of the suffering it was causing. Joshua Evans, who said, "I thought and saw and had to believe that life was intended to be at the disposal of him who gave it, that as all creatures, even the smallest insects, have generally a sense of danger, therefore, as we cannot give life, let us be very cautious in taking it away. Those who refuse to take life or partake in animal food can hardly be thought offensive to God and ought not to be censured or condemned by men. My mind was enlarged in love of God and to my brethren, my neighbors, and fellow creatures throughout the world. I understood that life was sweet to all living creatures." And today at 11 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, there is an interfaith virtual panel discussion on veganism, co-hosted by the Peace Advocacy Network and the Animal Interfaith Alliance. This virtual event aims to create a friendly, pluralistic dialogue among clergy members of various faiths, exploring the ethical aspects of veganism from different religious perspectives. The four members of the panel are Matthew Haltman, professor at Calvin University and fellow Oxford Center for Animal Ethics, Hina Modi, a Jain nutritional practitioner and author, Dr. Rabbi Shmuley Yanklowitz of Jewish Animal Advocacy, and moderated by Emma Goldblatt of the Peace Advocacy Network. Learn more at connectforanimals.com. At 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time today, there is also an online vegan meditation hosted by the Compassion Consortium. This is a peaceful half hour of vegan-oriented meditation and mindful sharing. Participants will meditate together in silence for 15 minutes and then share brief thoughts on a topic related to compassion, mindfulness, or veganism. The aim through this practice is to cultivate greater internal peace and presence, and to bring greater mindfulness and compassion to interactions with the external world and all its inhabitants. This group meets Monday evenings, and all are welcome, the vegan, vegan curious, and vegan supportive. Learn more at connectforanimals.com. And here is a poem for today by Gerard Manley Hopkins, Pied Beauty. Glory be to God for dappled things, for skies of couple color as a brinded cow, for rose moles all in stipple upon trout that swim, fresh fire coal, chestnut falls, finches' wings, landscape plotted and pieced, fold, fallow, and plow, and all trades their gear and tackle and trim. All things counter, original, spare, strange. Whatever is fickle, freckled, who knows how, with swift slow, sweet sour, a dazzle dim, he fathers forth, whose beauty is past change, praise him. Pied Beauty by Gerard Manley Hopkins. This has been the Vegan's Almanac, with a reminder that every day is the right day to be on the side of peace, compassion, and justice.